Hi FM, 101.9 megahertz of life.
The story of Taiwan is a very, very concerning one, and we see that over the last while there's been a development, and China, I think, flexing its muscles. Is Taiwan going to be colonized again? Ayesha Kwai is a research fellow at Africa Asia Research Dialogues. Good morning. Thanks for joining us. How are you doing?
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
It's very concerning to watch this, the threats, some overt, some covert, but we're seeing a tremendous amount of pressure on Taiwan. China, I think, exerting pressure even in the international stage, pressurizing their trade partners to treat Taiwan differently. What is going on there?
China's trying its level best to ensure that Taiwan has no other option but to reunite to mainland China. However, Taiwan has been doing a really good job of trying to strengthen its trade agreements with its partners over the last year. It's increased its trade to about over $15 billion. They're trying their level best. Taiwan really is trying. They're increasing their purchases of arms from the U.S. In 2020, they bought $5.1 billion worth of arms. So I suppose they are trying. However, China is trying harder.
Yeah. What is this really about? Does it matter to China if Taiwan is part of the country or if it is independent? Why is it such a big deal for China?
Historically, Taiwan was part of China per se. It was part of the Manchu colony the same way. So China was colonized by the Manchu, same way that India was colonized by the British. So historically, that's kind of the ideological backing.
Mm-hmm.
However, now recently, the People's Republic of China, Beijing mainly, want to reunite mainland China under the One China principle, where there is only one China, the People's Republic of China, and Taiwan is most definitely part of mainland China.
How long has Taiwan been independent? I mean, when you're talking about historically, when was that?
From 1996. So it's not too...
Oh, so
recent?
It's not that, yeah.
No, it's not that recent. However, relatively, it is, you know, a rather new state. It's also became a democracy not too long ago.
Right. And the view of people in Taiwan?
The Taiwanese people are strongly against Beijing. China's had a proposal of having a one nation, two systems, one country, two systems approach to Taiwan, similar to how it has with Hong Kong.
Mm.
However, the Taiwanese people are strongly against this, seeing as the restrictions that China has put against Hong Kong recently.
Well, I was just going to say, if you look at what's gone on in Hong Kong, that certainly isn't doing China any favors.
Mm-mm, not at all.
So how is this likely to play out?
Well, things are looking very tense at the moment. China's pushing, using its military might and military capabilities, pushing Taiwan into somewhat of a corner, trying to undermine Taiwan's air defense zone by passing military jets through their air defense zone. However, we're still not sure. Taiwan is buying arms from the U.S. The U.S. has said that based on the Taiwan Relations Act, that the U.S. must help defend Taiwan. Other nations in the part of the first island, part of the island strait, Japan, the Philippines mainly, and the rest of the Pacific Ocean, would most likely not want Taiwan to be taken by China for military purposes. So perhaps Japan, Philippines might come to China's aid, but primarily at the moment it seems that the U.S. Has taken that role.
So, and in terms of the legal side of it, I mean, how does this look in terms of the United Nations? If this had to be taken to the United Nations, how would it likely be resolved there?
Taiwan, unfortunately, is not part of the United Nations. China has done a really good job of isolating Taiwan from the rest of the world. So most nations, even including in the United Nations, do not recognize Taiwan as a nation. So it's highly unlikely, considering China's power and might in the United Nations, that anyone else could come to Taiwan's aid besides the U.S.
Very concerning. Andrew says Taiwan is part of the island chain and China needs Taiwan to control their own ocean and shipping. Would you agree with that statement?
Yes, I think in the Taiwan Strait, trade in the Taiwan Strait and the rest of the Pacific Ocean is dependent on Taiwan kind of falling. Taiwan is the only obstacle in the way of China to the rest of the Pacific Ocean and the rest of the islands of the Pacific Ocean. So, yes, they are highly dependent on. But however, Taiwan is highly dependent on China's trade, being as they have been isolated from the rest of the world and isolated from the rest of the international community's trade. So, yes.
It's quite a concerning situation, and I would imagine that people in Taiwan quite nervous about how this is going to play out. Is this a factor in everyday life in Taiwan?
Reports say that not necessarily. The Taiwanese people have been under the sharp lens of the Chinese military for a very long time. So I think it's business as usual. Nothing really much has changed, I think, politically, and the political atmosphere perhaps is a bit more tense, but day-to-day life is rather the same.
That is all we have time for. Aisha Kawe, Research Fellow at Africa-Asia Research Dialogues, AFRISID, talking to us about Taiwan. Are they on the brink of being colonized for the seventh time?